Verily I say unto you that he shall make him, those that were ready, those that were obedient servants, those that were doing what he said, I will make him ruler over all my goods. Would you like for the Lord to put you in that place of power? That on this earth, I mean, just think, you might have never had, you might have not ever had a government office. You might have never even worked on the school board or nothing else, but you were a prayer warrior and you were obedient to God's word and you had been a little woman or a little man that was obedient. You had served him. Nobody knew you. I mean, you ain't never done nothing. You ain't never been on television. You ain't never been on radio. Nobody knows you except a little bitty tiny group of people in the town that you live in and in the church you attend. You were a quiet servant of God. You were never blowing your own horn. Nobody knew who you were. Somebody says, oh, so-and-so? Oh, who's she? Who's he? I don't know them. Oh, that's that little person that always sat back there on the back or always sat over here in the middle in the front, but they never made any noise. They were very quiet, but they were always praying. And so the Lord says, oh, my dear man or woman, since you've been an obedient servant, I'm going to put you in charge of many things in the kingdom. Woo! You say, Lord, they say you earned it. Now then, some like J. Vernon McGee, that story he tells, I love that. This preacher died, and he shows up at the gate of heaven, and he said St. Peter's walking him down Hallelujah Boulevard, and he's looking at these mansions, and he sees this big monster over there, and he said, wow, who lives in that? He said, well, that little Sister Sue lives in that. He said, Sister Sue, who is that? He said, you don't know her? Well, I don't think I ever heard of her. Well, she was a member of your church on earth. What? She was a member of my church and I didn't even know her and she got that? That's making him feel better all the time. Then he walks out the end of Hallelujah Boulevard and turns right on Glory Avenue and they're going down Glory Avenue. And all of a sudden, there's another great, big, beautiful mansion. He said, wow, who in the world owns that? He said, that's Brother John. He said, Brother John, who was he? He said, you don't know Brother John? No. He said, he was a prayer warrior in your church, too. He said, wow. You know, if these people in my church that I don't even know got houses like that, wow, where's mine? I mean, he just knows he's going to get a big one, right? And he said, we walk plumb out to the edge of heaven, down into the back 40, and there's a little bitty tiny shack out there. And he said, who's that? He said, that's yours. That's yours. Now, did the king make a statement? Many that are first on earth will be last in the kingdom. He made a statement, didn't he? That ought to scare us, right? It ought to scare us up. Somebody said, well, I just want to be in heaven. No, I don't want to just be in heaven. I don't want to be out there on the back 40. I want to be sitting with the king, don't you? I want to be sitting beside him. I want to be an overcomer because he said to those that overcome on earth, I will allow you to sit with me in my throne. I think that's Revelation 3:21. I think that's where that's found. But anyway, let's go on here. He says, verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming again. And they said, well, you've been preaching that for 20 years, Thurman. He hadn't showed up yet. So why serve God? You know, I mean, what's the big deal? There's no consequences for sin. Look at old so-and-so over. He's a sinner and he's blessed. He's got money running out of his ears. So why should I serve God? Let me just run off and do whatever I want to do. And so some guy says he runs off and leaves his wife and his kids. Or vice versa, whatever it is, or just a guy at work, he just quits working and says, they ain't used me working. I'll just go out here and I'll just drink and run around with the buddies and let somebody else pay my way. There's a lot of them like that, though, isn't there, Tom? And some of them, these are people in the church that they quit serving God. I need you to do this for me in the church. No, I don't want to do it. You know, I don't want to do that. All I want to do is just come to church, sit in the pew, and go home. I don't want to do nothing. Don't ask me to read. Don't ask me to do nothing. I don't want it. I just want to come and be quiet. And then after a little while, you teach them for years that Jesus is coming again, and he don't show up. They say, well, this guy don't know what he's talking about. Jesus ain't coming. So I'm going to stop going to church. I'd rather go out and hang out with my buddies down at the bar. you know, we pick up some wild girls down there and we have a lot of fun. And they were Christians. Does this happen?
Oh, yeah.
Sure it does. And so one day when they quit the church and they get in, become that wild kid, and they start drinking and carousing and running around with the wild girls and doing all the things they ain't supposed to do, or the girl starts running around with the wild boys that she ain't supposed to do, vice versa, one way or the other, all of a sudden she thinks, and of course they think they're young, you know, I'm only 40 or 30 or whatever, and I got lots of years to live, no problem. And so maybe God gives them 10 years of that. And all the time he's trying to bring them back in line. They won't listen. People are meeting them and talking to them, telling them they need to be back in church. You need to stop hanging out down there with the bar and running around with the different people and all the stuff. You're not obeying God. Oh, well, it don't pay no dividends to serve Jesus. I never saw a miracle anyway. What's the big difference? And so they go do what they want to do. Jesus gives them 10 years. They jump up out of bed one morning, 40 years old. Run down the road, say, praise. No, they don't say praise God. You know, that just comes out of my mouth. I can't say nothing else. I mean, that's just the way what's in your heart comes out of your mouth, doesn't it?
Right.
So they're not praising God. They're just running down the road, thinking about what they're going to do today or where they're going to go to the next, get their next drink at the bar or whatever. And all of a sudden, the Lord says, that's it. I've given you 10 years. And the heart stops. And before you can say a word, you hit the ground with your head and you're dead. Does that happen to people every day? Every day. Every day. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming. They say this. Let's see what the next verse says. And shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. You know, when you're 40 years old or 50 years old, you don't even think about God coming to get you, do you? You don't even think about that. I think about that a lot. Lord, what if today is the day you come for me? I've been thinking this for a long time, a lot of years. I said, Lord, I want to be prepared if you come for me when I'm 40. Well, he didn't come for me when I'm 40. But I was looking for him all the time. I was trying to stay ready in everything I did every day, trying to talk to people about Jesus. So if he comes today, he'll find me working. And he didn't come for me when I was 50. He hadn't come for me when I'm 60. And he hadn't come for me when I'm 70. And I'm now 71, and he still hadn't come yet. But is he coming someday? Yeah, only he knows that day, doesn't he? But as long as I obey him, he said, I'll give you some extra years of good health. As long as you're about my business and being a servant. That's what I want you to be. I want you to be a servant. But he says, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and an hour that he is not aware of. Wow. Let's see what happens. The next verse. And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Wow, I wouldn't want to be a Christian. I wouldn't want to say I'm a Christian living like that, would you? I think about Hillary Clinton the other day. She stood up before a whole bunch of people and said, I'm a Christian. That's what I thought too, Louise. I thought, girl, if you're a Christian, I don't want to be one. But then our president, when he was in Cairo, he said, I'm a Christian. He said he's a Christian, but he said America is not a Christian nation no more, too. He did say he's a Christian, but he said he's a Muslim a whole lot more times than he said he's a Christian. So which one is he? Which one do you think he is? He's a Muslim. He's not a Christian. You know, but how many people in America, how many people over here say, you stop and ask them, are you a Christian? And they'll say, yes. Say, explain to me what it means to be a Christian. And they can't. You go to church? No. Well, I'm still looking for one. Well, I moved down here from Minneapolis and I'm still looking for a church. How long you been here? Well, not long. How long? Well, 10 years. I mean, I've heard people tell me that. They've been looking for a church for 10 years and ain't found it. Hey, if you've been here from Minneapolis 10 days and ain't found one, you ain't looking, right?
That's right.
But see, you find out what they're made out of, don't you? Now see, when the Lord comes for those people one day, are they busy about his business? No. What did he say he's going to do to them in verse 51? Ooh, they ain't going to like that. He said, and he's going to cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't even like to think about that, do you? I know what he's talking about. He's talking about hell there. You know that? I don't want that place. Because there's a lot of people that I know and know close that are headed to this place. You try to tell them, they don't listen. They won't believe you. Wow. Now let's go to Matthew 25, verses 14 through 46. Let's look at some rewards versus punishments there for these servants. Matthew 25, 14 through 46. And the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Now, before Jesus left here, everything that the Father had given him to reign and rule with on this earth, who did he pass it on to? In other words, Jesus, before he left this earth, he passed everything that God the Father had given to him on to somebody else. And who was that? The believers. That's right. The believers. All those that will believe. Everything that the Father gave me, I give to you. And that's a pretty awesome statement, isn't it? I mean, the church hasn't woke up to that yet. We do not understand what really belongs to us. We just don't get it. We don't understand the power and the authority when he says, I am love. And I have passed the Holy Spirit on to you, so I give you power to love even those that don't love you. You can love them. Isn't that awesome? You can hate them too real easy though, can't you? It's just the other side. That's right. Now he says in verse 15 and 16, let's see what he says. And unto one he gave 5 talents. Now he's given us some examples of money here. And he gave 5 talents, to another 2 talents, or we could use those bags of silver or bags of gold. And to one he gave 5 bags of gold, another 2 bags of gold, and to another 1 bag of gold. Or the whatever these talents are, it could be anything, but of course in this one it's talking about money.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Servant's Heart, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.